Chemical treatments and other methods have been used to stem the growth of sea lamprey in Lake Superior since the 1970s. Superior Charter Captain Dexter Nelson says the methods have led to fewer lamprey and more lake trout.
If you talk to all the fishermen, they would just as soon see the chemical treatment every 4 to 5 years, too, and it doesn't seem to be hurting the other fish that are in the streams if they do it at the right time of year.
But University of Minnesota chemistry professor Tom Hoy says things aren't always as they seem. He says chemical treatments like trifluoromethylnitrophenol, or TFM, can hurt the environment. Hoy hopes they can develop a new control method by using the lamprey's own pheromones as bait.
They smell it, they like it, they go to it. Given that they have traps and barriers, how can we use this? And we can all speculate in some in that, and then it requires good science to try to investigate and explore which of those might be valid ways.
Hoy says the use of lamprey pheromones could have economic advantages.
The cost of applying TFM, that's an expensive treatment. The TFM has to be used in much more massive quantities. It'll probably never completely displace the use of TFM, but certainly it could reduce the amount of TFM.
Hoy says their research is slow to prove pheromones are effective. Part of the problem is a lack of money. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.